yesterday. I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on, like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as I ship out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
great to be back home. Home is where I wanna be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story. Tell me what you come here for, boy. You better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into war. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
Yeah, you're listening to WMFO Medford. This is What's Happening with Mike,
Aaron,
Tyler,
Kevin,
Tyler. And you guys are?
We are Foreshadow. We are an alternative rock band from the Merrimack Valley in Massachusetts.
Welcome, gentlemen.
And I'm going to do our PSA. Fire Arms Safety PSA, four rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling a firearm. Rule zero, all guns are loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made a decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure of your target and what's beyond it. A public surface safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And remember, I might be behind that target.
Well, the way you're feeling, I guess that would be possible.
That would be a plus.
So, gentlemen, tell us a little bit about the band, Foreshadow.
We play music.
Well, that's a good thing.
I thought you were juggling act. I was confused.
Yeah. So, we're an alternative rock band. We just like to play live music. That's our passion. What we want to do, we want to just play. That's me. I just like playing. That's my life.
In our ages, we range from 12 to 16. I'm Kevin. I'm 16. I'm the bassist and singer.
I'm Tyler. I'm also 16, and I'm the drummer of the band Foreshadow.
I'm Tyler. I play guitar.
There's two of us.
Yeah.
So
Tyler squared.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We're also missing a member right now. He's not feeling very well, but he's the lead guitarist and he's 12. His name's Derek or Binky.
Well, Derek, you're missed, and next time you guys are in, we'll have the whole band in.
Hopefully. Oh yeah, definitely.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself. What your influences were, as far as music.
Yeah.
Who you emulate.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So. When I was about maybe 4 or 5, I got a guitar from my uncle. It was a little Squire. It was like a red little guitar. And from then on, I started taking lessons at the studio where I met Tyler, the drummer. And we've been in three bands since then, and this is our most successful band that we've been in. And based on my influences, I think would be Jimmy Page and Jimi Hendrix.
Not bad ones.
Yeah.
And is that the type of music that your parents were playing around the house?
Mostly Nirvana, actually. I listened to a lot of Nirvana when I was younger. Which, yeah.
So I grew up with a bunch of music as well. Probably around like 4 or 5, like you said. My dad introduced me to all his music, and my dad's, I guess you could say, kind of old. But, you know, he likes Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, all those great classics. And I fell in love with them, and they inspired me, and I wanted to play music. So, long story short, I started out with piano, then I moved to guitar, and then I picked up bass because our band needed a bass player, so.
Me, Tyler, the drummer, when I was 5, I got my first guitar. I started out with music, playing the guitar, and then about 3 years after that, I picked up the drums by actually playing the game Rock Band. That was actually my first drum set. My dad was a drummer himself, so he gave me a little bit of teaching from that, and I took a couple lessons over the years, but mostly self-taught. So it's been really fun over the years. Like I said, met Tyler, the guitarist, over in Haverhill, which is D'Angelo School of Music. There's a studio there. We went to school together, a couple bands, and
We've been together ever since.
Yeah, pretty much, in all our bands. Influences. Me, myself, I've actually listened to a whole genre of music. I actually, if I'm being total honest, don't listen too much to the classic rock. Of course, like Led Zeppelin, Motley Crue, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses. Love those bands, definitely. As of right now, I've listened to a lot of pop rock, punk rock, rock in general. I'm like Blink-182, Paramore, 21 Pilots. Especially the drummer of 21 Pilots, Josh Dunn. He was a huge inspiration to me ever since I heard of them in 2013. Ever since then, he just inspired me even more, so, yeah.
And who are you guys listening to today?
Catfish and the Bottlemen. I love their guitarist, and I love their singer. They inspire me.
And this your first CD?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
First studio album.
Yes.
It's our first seven-song EP. The way we actually recorded it was we were competing in a Battle of the Band event up in Newburyport in the Yankee Homecoming event. And we won that Battle of the Band event, and we got first place. So we actually got a recording time for 10 hours at On the Fringe Studios up in Newburyport. So we were blessed. We were honored to be able to. They were nice enough to give us as much time as we needed to record instead of just those 10
very
hours.
Generous.
So,
well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We recorded it over the summer of 2016. So that summer was really fun for us. A whole lot of shows, especially that Battle of the Band event, which brought us the opportunity to record. We released our EP in November, I believe.
Yeah,
November.
Yeah. That was our CD release party.
And, yeah.
That was pretty lit. We had a lot of people there, so a lot of supporting fans. It was great.
And also, our music is available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, SoundCloud, a whole bunch of music platform. So,
and your Facebook page.
Our Facebook page. So you can find us just by searching up Foreshadow.
F-O-U-R.
F-O-U-R. Yes, Foreshadow spelled F-O-U-R, Shadow, all one word. And we're on the Facebook page. You can go facebook.com/thebandforeshadow, and we're right there. So, and we also have an Instagram page. You can follow us on Foreshadow Official. So hit us up on there.
Also
follow
YouTube.
Us. Yep,
yeah, subscribe.
YouTube, of course.
Also, we were talking off air that you have a Battle of Bands at the Region Theater coming up.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Second round?
No. It's actually a total different Battle of Band event. This event is a Rock for a Cause, which is for a charity for the Philippines. So we had another Battle of the Band event in the past, when was it? I believe
February 4th.
That was like 2 months ago. So we had advanced into the second round in that Battle of the Bands event at Region Theater. That'll be, we weren't sure.
We aren't sure.
It's going to be upcoming though. The date hasn't been set yet, so it's going to be a fun second round.
The Region Theater is a great place. I know it's run by and owned by Leland Stein, and mm-hmm. he's done a great job there. I mean, they host music and movies and everything else.
Yeah.
So
great opportunity.
Absolutely. I've got your album here. What should we share with the audience?
The writing of how we write it.
Oh, yeah. So we have like two different processes of how we write these songs. So let's start off with the first song on the album, Come At Me.
oh, man, that song is so awful.
That was our first original song. And to be completely honest, there wasn't much thought to be put in that song. But we started out in drop D, you know, and we thought of this riff, and it's just like four notes. And it repeats the whole song, but we really wanted to make an original together, and it worked out really well. I mean, we didn't even talk about it. We were just like, look at this riff, and then we all picked up, and we basically wrote that song in one day of practice.
Why don't we share that with the audience?
That'd be amazing.
Be right with you. Enjoy.
else is there to blame? I wanna see scorching flames.
Right, this one's called Paralyzed.
outside in the woods. I don't know what to do anymore. There's people, I can hear them, but I don't know if they can hear me. I need to find some way out of here.
Guys,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your Elvis impersonation, huh? Thank you. Thank you very much. That sounded great, guys. It really did.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Our number, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
This is the time to call in.
So, your inspiration for Paralyzed.
Well, I actually wrote that song. So basically, I think, yeah, I was in school. I was taking a test, and after a test, I just started writing stuff. Like, I like poetry, so I just started writing. I don't know, I just stumbled upon kind of those lyrics, and that's usually when I'm writing a song, I write down the structure of the song first, so verse, chorus, and then I'll start writing. But with this song, I just wrote, which is like something different I did. So, yeah.
So, in reality, you weren't paralyzed.
Yeah, I wasn't.
You were possessed.
I guess so.
And, let's see. Well, when you're not in school and you're not performing, which, of course, you hope to be doing a lot of.
Yes,
definitely.
Love that.
What do you guys enjoy doing?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Wait, is that an endorsement?
I mean, I'm in the jazz band in Andover High School. I play guitar in it. And I do distance track. And I also do taekwondo. So those are just some hobbies that I have.
I'm also in the jazz band for the Littleton High.
Oh, God.
I'm also in the school band and playing percussion too, so that's a lot of fun. I'm a sprinter in track. So that's pretty much what I do outdoors.
You lift?
Pick up basket. Yeah. Lifting weights.
Yeah. Huge in the gym.
You figure the running would be good for your legs as a drummer because you've got to keep
exactly.
Kick drums.
Yeah. Got to get the double bass going. Yeah.
And who have you performed with?
Our main friends, our really, really close friends, Playing With Fire.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Company One
also. They're really close. Playing With Fire, they're a hard alternative rock band. So
we hope to have them in very soon.
Yeah.
Yes. They're great.
They were actually supposed to come in today. Unfortunately, they couldn't. They gave us, they contacted us for this opportunity, and we were like, sure.
No, we're glad you came in.
Thank you for having us again. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you have another song?
We do. We're planning to play our newest song.
Till the End.
Till the End. It's we've never played it acoustically. We've played it once live. But we think this is a really, really great song. We are really happy with the way it came out, too. So.
And what is it called again?
Till the End.
Okay. Foreshadow with Till the End live.
Thank you.
All right, sick.
All right, this one's called Till the End. Till the end.
cascade, just a pile of rocks on the side of a hill.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Another great hit.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got a question for you. You guys were listening to all that great music as you were growing up. Is there any song that you guys didn't write but would like to play together live?
Man, there's so many options there.
That we can play on the air.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
In My Heart. What other covers do we have?
It's a really good one. So many options.
Everlong?
Everlong? No.
Thinking. Bueller.
Tear My Heart.
Yeah, we could do Tear My Heart. This song is called Tear My Heart by 21 Pilots.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and never sore. And it takes someone to come around to show you out. She that's tearing my heart, I'm alive. She that's tearing my heart, I'm on fire. She that's tearing my heart, take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay, and my taste in music is your face. And it takes some songs to come around to show you out. She that's tearing my heart, I'm alive. She that's tearing my heart, I'm on fire. She that's tearing my heart, take me higher than I've ever been. Even I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Whoa, than I've ever been. The whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid those so you see fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill those with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid those so you see fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill those with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed and know, oh, oh, that you're alive and never so, oh, oh. And it takes someone to come around to show you out. She that's tearing my heart, I'm alive. She that's tearing my heart, I'm on fire. She that's tearing my heart, take me higher than I've ever been. My heart is my armor. She that's tearing my heart, she's a carver. Is my armor, she that's tearing my heart. She's a carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Got me farther than I've ever been.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another great
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Another great one. I'm gonna take a little bit of a music interlude, give the band a second to rest. go back to the music. Enjoy.
So warm, but the emptiness within me turns. cards on the table. Putting my cards on the table. Oh, I'm putting my cards on the table.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
And they're Foreshadow.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
And we heard Lily Black with My Own Hero, Flight of Fire with My Last Gamble. Foreshadow, what would you like to play to send us off?
It's called High.
So we can go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. That is Foreshadow. They are. So again, let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find us on Facebook by just searching us up, Foreshadow, F-O-U-R, Shadow, all one word. Also, facebook.com/thebandforeshadow. We also have an Instagram page. You can just follow us at Foreshadow Official. Our music is available on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Apple Music.
Music outlet, basically.
Yeah, any type of music platform.
And your Battle of the Bands at the Region Theater is when?
It is April 15th, which is this upcoming Saturday.
Which is also tax day.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, guys, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. And want to wish everybody a happy Passover and a happy Easter, because by the time we're on, Easter will be on.
Okay.
So, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike, a pleasure. Feel better.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're out of here.
Three years older, but much the same as he was. We've made.